This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And now Allah says, no, but you know what you have to bring, don't you? It's not even about the book. You'll recollect. You will remember, even if you haven't read the book. You know, the human beings will be given the book in their... The sinners will have books in their left hand and behind their back. وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ Behind their back. There's two problems. If it's in your left hand, you know you're in trouble. But if it's behind your back, you don't know how much trouble. Because it's bad. But if you opened it up, at least you'd know how bad. You don't even know how bad. It's behind your back. You get it? Now if that's the case, how do you know? Well, Allah already answered that question in the previous surah. يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ مَا سَعَى A human being will remember completely everything they used to do. You don't even have to read the book. You already know what's inside it. And you're عَلِمَتْ نَفْسُ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ What they have to present for themselves. مَا جَعَلَهُ حَاضِرًا الْإِحْضَارُ جَعَلُ الشَّيْهِ حَاضِرًا To bring something forward. وَمَعْنَا عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَّا أَحْضَرَتْ Ibn Ashur said something I think very insightful here, so I'll share that with you. حُصُولُ الْيَقِينِ بِمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهَا بِهِ عِلْمٌ مِّنْ حَقَائِقِ الْأَعْمَالِ الَّتِي كَانَ عِلْمُهَا بِهَا أَشْتَاتًا A person will do all kinds of things in this life, but there's a bunch of stuff they just don't remember. And they don't even remember what the consequences of those actions were. How serious those actions were. Or maybe they were too small of a deed for them to even think it was a big deal. And so what does Allah say? What does Ibn Ashur say? بَعْضُهُ مَعْلُومٌ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِ وَجْهِهِ Some deeds he did, he knew that he did it, but he never thought that it was actually something bad when he thought he was doing something good. Or it was something good when he didn't think it was that good. Like we don't truly put a value on something at the time, you know, and that maybe the reality of it will become clear on that day. Then, وَبَعْضُهُ مَعْلُومٌ صُورَتُهُ وَمَجْهُولٌ عَوَاقِبُهُ It could be some things are, you know what you did, but you have no idea of what came after it. You know, you yelled at your mom, and you left the house. And what came after it is your younger brother, who's 8 years old, yelled at his mom, and learned that from you. And you created a pattern of behavior for him. You don't care, you just did what you did. There are consequences you left behind that you will have to pay for. You, it was Maghrib time, and you were at Costco, because there's a Costco over there. So you were at Costco, and you, maybe not this Costco, because you should just come to the masjid. But some other Costco, some unfortunate Costco that doesn't have a masjid next to them, and it's Maghrib time, and you started praying in the parking lot. You just prayed your Maghrib and left. But somebody else saw you doing yoga in the parking lot, and got confused, and they made a video of you doing it. And they snapped it and said, what's this guy doing? And somebody said, that's the Muslim prayer. And he's like, wow, I've got to look that up. And then he looks it up. And he starts becoming more curious about Islam. And then he becomes a Muslim. And then he decides to learn Arabic. And then he memorizes the Quran. And then he becomes a scholar of Islam. And then thousands of people become Muslim through him. And all of that, you were just praying Maghrib. And you don't even know. You just prayed it and you prayed it and left. And you come before Allah, Ya Allah, that day I did pray Maghrib. And Allah says, yeah, that one was a pretty valuable Maghrib you had there. Because that one got you into Jannah. That Maghrib? I was like, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ Like, I was like in a hurry. Like, how did that one get me into into Jannah? And so, عَلَاقِبُهَا There are things behind that deed that Allah rewards you for that you don't even know. You didn't even earn it. But Allah tied those things to you. He created goodness out of you that you didn't even earn. And you'll see those on that day. And of course for the negative too, وَبَعْضُهُ مَغْفُولٌ عَنْهُ And some things you're completely unaware that you even did them. You're just unaware. You just, you know, you walked in, somebody walked into the masjid, you just smile at them, hey, how are you? And then you left. You're like, oh, I thought Muslims were crazy, but this guy smiled. The first thing I remember is a Muslim smiling at me. And that's when I knew. You're like, I was just happy because I had a donut. I didn't even know. You're completely unaware. And that you'll be rewarded for on that day. And so this statement, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسُ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ We will truly know what we're worth on that day. We want to do the kind of good deeds that create a ripple effect. That's the point I'm trying to make here. We want to show Allah, you know, because my life is limited, yours is limited. We want to be able to do the kind of good deeds that create a chain of other good deeds beyond ourselves. They create a chain of goodness beyond ourselves. Sadaqa jariya, could be teaching somebody, could be helping somebody, could be leaving a good example, you know. And in any form that you do that, you are actually investing in your own goodness. Because quite honestly, how do we know that our sins don't outweigh our good deeds? How do we know our own good deeds are just not the quality that's worth saving before Allah? How do we know what our prayer is worth? Everybody here is going to pray for Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala, but not everybody's prayer will count the same. What we want, we need something that's going to expound and perpetuate that investment. This brings us to what the Prophet ﷺ was asked. You know, these great events will happen, and somebody came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, "Mata sa'a? When is the hour? When's Judgment Day going to happen?" Now, previously you learned, what did Allah tell the Prophet? "Fima anta min dhikraha?" What is it? What in what capacity are you supposed to answer that question? Who are you to answer that question? Why should you make any mention of that? That's for Allah to know. Ilmuha 'inda Rabbi. Its knowledge is with Allah. And He's not confused about when it is. And He won't forget. La yadhillu Rabbi wa la yansa, Musa said. You know? What does the Prophet say when somebody asked him, when is Judgment Day? And he said, "Mada a'adatta laha?" What did you prepare for it? That's the only answer he gave. He answered the question with a question. Some questions deserve to be answered with a question. Just go back and think. Because some questions are formed, some questions are an indication of what you're thinking about. And when you respond to them with a question, you're saying actually you need to be thinking about something else instead. Sometimes answering a question is more harmful. Answering it with a question is more beneficial. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us of those who ask the right kinds of questions, or at the very least we are around people who can guide our questions in a better direction. So that concludes the first major section of this surah. After salah, we'll continue bi-idhnillah to the second and the third parts. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.